The 7-page complaint alleges Sacred Journey Inc. Group Home staff were negligent in failing to keep Emily in their care, blaming them for her, quote, wrongful death.
If they had kept her safe, would this have happened? We don't know.
Olivia Lamoraco is with the Phillips Law Group. The Department of Child Safety found back in April a few deficiencies, but once the facility corrected them, no further action was taken.
Their investigation came too late, unfortunately, for Emily. I know they've made small changes, but it doesn't change the facts of what happened.
The personal injury law firm in Phoenix is representing Emily's biological dad, Jensen Pike, who has been behind bars since before she disappeared in late January. He's seeking unspecified damages for forever being deprived of his child.
You know, I can't speak for any other family member or Emily's mom. The answer is I don't know if she's pursuing anything.
Sacred Journey Inc. did not respond for comment, but has 20 days to reply to his complaint that also looks to recoup funeral and burial costs. The San Carlos Apache tribe provided at least $5,000 for Emily's funeral, but that didn't cover everything. Emily's remains were found in garbage bags back in February along an Arizona highway, over 100 miles away from where she was last seen at the group home. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.